I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Listen, I mean, there's so much going on in the world. Like, I had to change my internet this weekend. I've had to get a new accountant. I mean, voiceover equipment. It's too much. Look at my hair. I've not even had time to brush it.
I thought your hair was on theme this week.
Mm-hmm. And why would you think that?
Well, it's a bit of a sight. It's a bit of a fright.
It's not a fright.
Well, it's a bit startling, I'll be honest. Dear listener, if you could see what I can see.
Is it because it looks like two blonde horns?
Shall we start the episode, Steve?
We really should. I have so much to tell you that doesn't even have to do with our topic.
Right, brilliant.
Let's do it.
Okay. So, welcome to Let's Talk About the Husband. I'm Zoe Lyons.
And I'm Stephen Bailey. And this is the podcast where we take a cultural look at all things pop culture when we get round to it.
If we can be bothered.
Yeah. Listen, you come for us now. You come for us.
Yeah. Well, the aim of this week's episode was to concentrate on all things Halloween. And, of course, it's Strictly Come Dancing. It's still on the television. So we are revisiting Strictly and its Halloween theme.
And I loved it. Did you?
Okay.
I thought the songs were not Halloween songs. It was like three that were Halloween songs.
Yeah, I suppose they've gone through their limited repertoire of Halloween songs at this point, haven't they?
But they could go back through them.
I suppose so, but how many Halloween songs are there, actually? I mean, there's...
Ellie Taylor absolutely smashed it. And this week, I've got to tell you something. It proved my theory on how you win Strictly. So if either of us get booked, I know how we win.
Right.
It's song choice. When it comes down to the audience vote, I think it's song choice.
Okay. What did Ellie go for this week?
I put a spell on you.
Oh, that's right.
And now you're my man. Come on.
Fabulous. Her outfit was incredible.
Incredible.
Herself and Johannes looked absolutely incredible. That's what I had an issue with this week. Because normally, Strictly, Halloween, it's full on. It's full tilt horror, full tilt costume. And it looked like they ran out of budget halfway through the cast.
It really did.
I mean, James...
I think the whole series has been a bit like that. Like, some people have had incredible outfits. And then it's like, do you remember when Richie and Giovanni came out in Timon and Pumbaa?
No.
From the light... Oh. Well, you don't need to remember, but they were not great costumes.
Okay. I thought James's costume this week, James who was voted out this week,
mm-hmm.
his costume just looked very last minute. He looked like he'd just remembered it was sort of International Book Day at school or something and he'd told his mum to knock something up quickly.
He did look like that.
He was like, you know, trousers from a charity
shop. I think he was ready to go.
Yes, I got that vibe. Did you?
I think the balance between filming EastEnders and Strictly might be too much. He looked tired, but he looked in great shape by the end of it. I don't know what it does to them all.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you're jiggling about that much for 6 weeks on a trot, you're gonna shift a few pounds, aren't you?
This is why I want to get booked for Strictly and or the Jungle to what? Shift the timber.
Is that it? Is that the only reason?
And to go on a journey.
I had to go on my personal journey.
I need to go on a journey Vito's knickers.
Oh, no. Oh, I'll tell you who looked great this week. Is it Gorka as a werewolf?
Is that Gorka?
I think that was Gorka as a werewolf.
Yeah, maybe. Who's he dancing with?
Oh, well, somebody. Is it
Molly?
Helen?
Oh, Helen. Yeah, it's Gorka.
Yeah. Yeah. He looked fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. That's what I mean. Whereas Will, the mummy...
No, toilet
like,
roll.
Well, he looked like he sort of just rolled around a pub toilet floor.
Yeah.
Not good.
I need to tell you something. I think Ellie Taylor's going to win. Or at least get to the final.
She's looking strong.
She's doing the journey. Right, we love the journey. First week, judges weren't sure. Bit gangly. Now, here we are. I believe week six. Top of the leaderboard, babe. Top of the leaderboard.
Yeah. How do you do Strictly without falling into the cliches of things that people say? Like, okay, here's what they say. I've had the most incredible time. People have been so supportive. This person has just given me so much love and confidence over the last few weeks. I can't even begin to tell you. I will remember this for the rest of my life.
Oh, how do you end up not saying that?
Yeah, how do you not say that?
Just don't say it.
Okay. Well, you just get to the end of it and they go, Tess goes, tell us about your journey. And you go,
I'd be like, as a joke, be like, I've got to be honest with you, I'm glad it's over. I only came to lose 2 stone. Slimming world won't work in. See what they did. Because you know Tess can't react to things. She can't react. So
that would throw her. You just went, yeah, just I did it for the weight loss, love.
She'd go, that's fantastic. Over to you, Claudia.
Oh, thanks, love. Over to you.
Yeah.
So, Halloween, are you into it?
Not one bit. I was talking about this yesterday. I can't bear it. I hate fancy dress. So I used to go to this party every year.
Oh, you hang on. You hate fancy dress?
Don't tell me you like it, because I'm going to lose my shit if you do.
No, I hate fancy dress too. But you love looking great. You love dressing up.
Yeah, I like dressing up so that I look the best version of me. I don't need to look like some sort of fucking moron. And it's so much money. And it's like, if you don't spend money on it, you're just like trying to pull off that you're a witch where it's a bin bag, not a cape. And it really, really annoys me. And every year I used to go to this like celeb Halloween bash and everyone goes all out. Like they get their makeup artist involved.
Hang on, is that Jonathan Ross's celeb bash?
No, I don't get invited to that.
Oh, okay. Because you said celeb Halloween bash, and I immediately went, that's got to be Jonathan Ross's celeb Halloween bash.
Excuse me, but the one I go to, One Direction went to 1 year. Thank you.
Okay.
And this is also...
Are you going to tell me who the celeb is, or can't you tell me who the celeb is?
Well, it's not really a celeb. It's like a PR person that runs it, and a load of celebs go. So it's not like a celeb... It's not like a celeb host, should I say.
Yeah.
But like you have like Laura Whitmer on the DJ decks, and... Yeah, I mean, I've had great times there. But everyone took the piss out of me because I just never bothered. Like, 1 year, I went in a 3-piece suit and was like, well, just imagine it's me dead.
Right, okay.
Because I can't be bothered. And so this 1 year, right, I thought, everyone keeps having a go at me about it. So I went as a fucking mermaid.
Well, that's tricky.
Yeah, it was so tricky. It was not treaty. It was tricky.
Yeah.
And because I couldn't move, I had a gig first, so I went to do this goddamn gig as a mermaid. Then when I got there, and it was at that restaurant, I don't know if it still exists, but it was called Gilgamesh at the time, in Camden Market. And I'm sat there. I get there, and I can't fucking move because of my tail.
Yeah.
So then I had to say to everyone, right, well, we're going to have to loiter around this pool. So there were pictures of me just on my side, strewn by a pool.
Yeah.
My mates had to go and get me drinks. I like that bit. But I was sat there like strewn. I couldn't move. This was the year Niall from One Direction was there. I couldn't get up to go and get pictures or chat to him or tell him that I love One Direction because he wasn't walking past my seaside,
couldn't
if you will.
Couldn't you flop his way?
No, I was not flopping across... It got to a point where it was, like, mortifying.
So, hang on, were both of your legs in the tail?
Yes, both. Like, that's what happens when you become a mermaid. I really transformed. I had shells over my boobs.
Oh, I so want to see a picture of this, Stephen.
I need to try and dig one out. I'll text my friend and ask her, or I'll find one. I'm sure there'll be one on Facebook. My friend Annie Hughes, she friggin' tied me into this mermaid bottom. Just couldn't get out till the end of the night.
Oh, my
Literally,
God.
Literally, had to get a taxi home. I couldn't go out with everyone to the after-after party because I couldn't move to it. Didn't even get drunk because I wasn't getting enough drinks.
Where did you get your outfit from?
My friend Annie made it.
Really? Oh, you see, that's what you need. You need a friend with a sewing machine, don't you?
Yeah. And it
was... A friend with a sewing machine, a creative eye. Yeah.
I'd got my hair done really red. I had gorgeous quiff back aerial vibes. Then just had normal makeup. And then shells over my breasts.
Yeah.
And then, like I say, a fucking glittery tail.
Wow. That's... Well, I'm impressed. What you should have done is... I don't know whether you've ever seen the Bette Midler video of years and years ago where she came on stage as a mermaid, but in a wheelchair.
Oh, my God, I have seen that.
Yes. So, yeah, that's probably what you... What you should have done is combined the mermaid outfit with, like, a shopability scooter, and then you could have just trundled your way about.
Babes, it's so annoying, and I hate people that are really into it. And do you know what else I hate, right? So me and Rich yesterday, we went to the local Maker's Market.
Right.
It is the same as every other month, but now everything's called, like, spooky. Buy this spooky picture frame. Mm. There's nothing different about it.
No, just what?
Buy this spooky cream cake. This terrifying, tantalising donut.
Yeah. You see, we've become very Americanized with Halloween. When I was a kid in the UK, people didn't really care about Halloween. Now it's massive. Do you want to know my first Halloween experience?
Yes.
Oh. I was 4 years old the first time.
You remember that far back?
I can remember that far back. And you're fun. Right. It's a long time ago. Mm. I was 4 years old. We were living in Pennsylvania in America.
Wait. Oh, no. Yeah. That's Transylvania.
No, not Transylvania.
I got confused.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And it was the first time I'd experienced Halloween because prior to that, we'd been living in Ireland and there was nothing like Christmas was barely even mentioned in Ireland at that point.
Mm.
And I got, my first Halloween outfit was a Spider-Man outfit.
It was, Spider-Man?
Yeah. Yeah. Why? I had a little Spider-Man jumpsuit and a Spider-Man mask. And I was just so made up. I think my mum bought it from Walmart or something. One of those big American supermarkets where you can get everything, including, like, you know, a Kalashnikov. You get bologna and Kalashnikov.
I don't know what a Kalashnikov is.
A Kalashnikov. It's a rifle.
Oh.
Yeah, Kalashnikov.
Sounded like something you need medicine for.
Well, yeah. My mum bought me this Spider-Man outfit and I remember being so happy. And I went trick-or-treating for the first time in my life round the houses where we were living in Pennsylvania because they really went for Halloween even in the mid-70s when this was. It was the mid-70s.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I don't think I'd ever seen a pumpkin before.
You wouldn't have seen a pumpkin.
You wouldn't have seen a pumpkin in Ireland.
To be honest. No.
Potato, and that was it.
That's what I can't bear. It's like pumpkin spice lattes. You don't need it.
I don't like a pumpkin spice latte. No. I don't think it doesn't translate well. So my mum took me around trick-or-treating. This was the first time I went trick-or-treating. But unfortunately, it rained and transpired my... Spider-Man outfit, the print on it wasn't that it didn't adhere correctly to the costume.
Basically, it was a cheap knockoff.
It was
one.
A really cheap outfit, and all of the red came off it. And eventually, I was just left with a white mask and a white outfit. I looked like a sort of 3 foot sperm.
Oh,
that's
my.
What I looked like, little 3 foot sperm going round. Trick or treat.
I bet you're an adorable 3 foot sperm, though.
I was quite cute as a kid. I'd have found curly hair. You are. I would have definitely found the egg. Yeah. Definitely. I'd have head butted that egg. But yeah, that was my first.
So what happens now if you get invited to an adult Halloween party?
I don't get invited. I haven't been invited to an adult Halloween party.
See, this is the one good thing about being a comedian and having the option to do gigs in basements on a Halloween weekend.
Yeah.
Is it's like, oh, do you want to come to my Halloween party? Oh, I can't, I'm working.
Yeah. Yeah, you get out of it. You get out of it. But it is today, the day we're recording is Halloween.
I know.
Today is Halloween, which means I can't turn my lights on tonight.
Because you've got to give the sweet sound.
Yeah, I've got to. Oh, it's horrific. You've got to hide under the sofa. It reminds you of the days before I had a TV license. And you had to just keep
Why
hiding.
Why don't you could still get the bags of sweets.
I can't be bothered, Stephen. I really can't be bothered. Can you,
do you
be
get
bothered?
Many in
home? No. I think our flat gives off a very don't bother knocking vibe.
Yeah,
I think it definitely does. And, you know, I just get
the
Jack Russell to sit in the window as a deterrent. do you get many there?
No. I've only been here 2 years and 1 year was a pandemic, but I didn't have any last year.
No.
So I don't know, but tonight we're travelling, so...
Where are you going?
Just back to London. Oh. So I don't know if I will, but I don't know if people bother because we're on the end of like a dark road round a bend. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It's
This is how you get into the trouble though, is when they do come, you end up giving him like tenners.
No.
It's all I've got in the house, yeah.
What does one give a trick-or-treater these days? Just a sort of mouldy Haribo. That's what they'd get if they
come
here.
Yeah, you just get like mouldy Haribo or a celebration or I don't know. So, something dead exciting happened this week.
Hit me.
Hit me, baby, one more time. Can't afford it. We went to the premiere of new LGBT movie, Bros.
You're always at a premiere, Stephen.
Listen. You're always actually working. I've just got to get my face seen.
Oh, so, God, you get so much red carpet action. It's not true.
You get so much red coin.
It's true. Okay.
So we went, but we actually met the really fit one from the film.
Okay.
Luke McFarlane.
Well, I'm going to have to Google that.
You're going to have to Google it.
Yeah.
He was absolutely gorgeous. It was everyone who was everyone in the LGBTQ community.
Well, clearly not. I wasn't there. I'm a lesbian silverback.
I thought you were the grand dame of lesbianism.
You know, like I'm almost like the mothership. And I never get invited to these bloody things. You're there all the time.
I know. Maybe I'm really the queen of the lesbians.
I love a carpet. Why aren't I there? Why?
You like a particularly red carpet?
You know me. I'll just crawl along any carpet.
I don't happy to be invited.
Yeah. How do I get invited to these things, Stephen?
I'm going to forward you the invite to the next one.
I can't just use your invite, can I? I can't just
rock
up.
No, I mean, they do say strictly non-transferable.
Yeah, so, yeah.
It will have the details on of who you need to contact to get invited. Because I think it is a shame and shooketh that you're not invited.
Because you were at the Attitude Awards as well earlier this month.
I get invited to all the gay awards. I went to see Buzz Lightyear film.
Did
on
you?
The blue carpet. Yeah, yeah.
Blue carpet?
Well, because, you know, Buzz.
Blue, oh, God.
Disney.
Okay,
I got invited to a restaurant opening in North London.
You'd go to the opening of a bowel, wouldn't you?
I really would.
You probably would.
Well, only because my bowels don't work, so I like to know how they're meant to.
Oh, yeah, your old IBS. Well, okay, so I've never been to a premiere of it.
Ever?
No!
What about when you have a TV series? Do they not even do a launch like there?
Oh, God, now you've gotten me thinking that maybe they do, but they just don't invite me.
I think that's what happens.
Oh, God, no.
Like, did Lightning not have, like, a screening where they invite... When we did Celebs on the Farm, which totally has less budget than a BBC quiz show, by the way, we had a bar that had loads of farm animals in it, and we had all press there, and we screened the first episode, and we all went and got paparazzi, and we had some drinks. And do you not do this?
Oh, God, but Maybe they do, but they just don't tell me. Wow. This is awful. Now I'm really paranoid that I've just never been invited to these. These things are going on all of the time and I've never been invited.
I mean, it's really probable.
Oh, get it. Thank you, Stephen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it is really probable.
Do you not ask for them either?
No, I didn't even know that was a thing. Listen, I'm so low maintenance. They always.
I'm low maintenance, but you're really low maintenance.
I mean, I'm properly low maintenance. I'm like, they're like, what would you like in your dressing room? I'm like, just some water. And they're like,
you're you're a diva behind closed doors, though. To like me and Cindy and, you know.
I'm not. Listen, okay, so talk me, what do you do at a film premiere? Do you actually have to watch the film?
Yeah, but that's fine. And it's different because
the whole
get like,
film?
Babe.
You have to sit through the whole film?
Yeah, but there's no trailers. You get posh popcorn. Okay, so I'll tell you what happened.
Right.
So we arrive. They whisk you through to get your pictures taken for the press.
Right.
Mine are very rarely seen in the press. They're out there.
It's a thought that counts, though, isn't it?
It's a thought that counts.
It's a thought that counts.
At least I'm on the list. You guess me. And then it's a nice little boozy reception.
Yeah.
If that's your tipple. So I had a few drinkies. Then you get to see all the people that you only see at these events.
Well, I'm
Do you know,
not
like
there.
You would never meet them for a coffee. Then you go through, and on this particular occasion, they sat you down.
Mm.
There was popcorn, some sweeties. My friend James bought some extra sweeties. We had some Prosecco. And then Tom Allen walks on to introduce the stars of the film themselves.
Okay.
Luke McFarlane and Billy Eichner. Then they come on, they say, thanks for the film, we really love it. You watch the film, you go back afterwards.
Yeah.
Then there's like canapes and pizza being passed around.
Oh,
and so we eat those, there's more beverages. You know, the stars are wandering. People do grab the stars too long. I do find that, like, if you want a selfie, that's all very well and good. Just go and ask for a selfie. But some people really talked about their heart and soul. And I don't think this time, like, I ran up to Luke McFarlane, who was in the film, and just went, me and my boyfriend are the reality version of you. We've just done it on BBC One. Watch it. It's called Unbreakable. Selfie. Left.
Right, that's it. In and out.
I took, like, 10 seconds of his time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I bumped into like Desiree Birch, comedian, Jade Adams, you know, and then you've got the people I always see these things, the great Riyad Khalaf, who's an amazing YouTuber / presenter, James Barr, radio DJ, Dr. Range, Richie Anderson from Strictly. And so we're all chatting, laughing. Oh, the drinks are going down, the drinks are going down. Then I'm like, gets to about midnight, Cinderella's got to go. Dress is about to explode.
Well, that sounds fun.
It's a great night.
Well, I'd
although
like
I'll
to
tell
go.
You what nearly happened.
What?
So there was like a mezzanine, and I was still below the mezzanine, and someone knocked a glass off, and it literally went, and it went just, it skimmed my hair and smashed behind me. I could have died if I'd been reaching for a hot dog. That would have been me deceased.
I mean, which would have been tragic, but think of the pressure they got. Yeah, that would have definitely made.
And it would have helped
at least page 10 of a newspaper.
Yeah, and it would have helped. I don't know. I don't think I'd be in the physical newspaper. They might have put it like a 5-minute scroll down.
Yeah, 5-minute scroll down in other news after a dancing donkey or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
And
yeah.
Then I've had quite a show busy week. I mean, I've earned no money this week, but I've had a show busy week.
Go on.
The next day, don't even know if I'm ready to tell you this. I could cry. Jordan North, Radio 1 DJ, of I'm a Celebrity fame.
Yeah.
Follow me on Instagram.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for you.
I love him. And he has no interest in me.
No, but...
I thought, now he's following me.
Yeah, what a day for you, really.
What a day.
What a day. That's it, really.
It was... And I've already let Rich know.
Yeah.
That.
Did you let out
Jordan,
a little when you saw that it
followed
you?
I was literally sat on the train.
Mm.
I exhaled.
Exhaled?
Like, is that
that's
no?
An inhale.
What did I do?
No, that's an inhale.
I inhaled.
You inhaled.
I took in the ghost.
Yeah.
And I had to tell the table of ladies I was sat with, I'm ever so sorry, but Jordan North is following me on Instagram. Is he following any of you? No, he's not.
Were they suitably impressed?
They actually were. They were from Stoke.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Set the bar low. Yeah.
But now I feel like, I mean, he's not messaged me in any way. And I feel like, come on. Even if you're just like, friend zone me immediately. You know, be like, hey, mate. Because he's big into football. So he could be like, hey, mate, want to come and watch a match sometime?
Oh, that's going to happen, isn't it, Stephen? Because you give off massive football fan vibes.
Excuse me, I've been to a football game.
How many?
Well, I'm sure my parents forced me as a child, but I went with one. I went to one with Rich just before the pandemic. I had a pie. That was nice. But then a global crisis happened when I went to a football match. So I don't trust them now.
So you don't go anymore?
No, I don't trust
them.
I've been to one.
I had a pie.
Aren't they nice pies?
Oh, they're really good pies.
I'd go again for a pie.
I'd go for the pie. It does seem quite an expensive way of getting a pie, though.
Yeah. Although, excuse me, lady. I was in your neck of the woods the other week and had a chippy. £22 for one person.
What?
Fish chips, mushy peas. I don't think you know how to do a chippy.
Wow, that is quite expensive. I think they saw you come in.
They saw me come in. Fish, chips, mushy peas. Small fish and chips, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
That's not right. I've got the receipt. Were you dressed in your film premiere outfit? They probably thought he can afford it. Look at that. He's...
No, babe. I was just in a simple jumper and skinny fit jean. I just looked like a member of the general public.
So what do you wear when you go to a film premiere? I need to know.
I do it different every time.
Right.
If I'm struggling, I wear a suit.
Right.
If I just don't know what to do, I'm going to wear a suit. But sometimes I like to be a bit more razzle dazzle. And also it depends the time of year, because like when I went to Lightyear and I was there on the blue carpet with Chris Evans, not the ginger one, the fit movie star one, I wore a pale blue suit and I wore my sunglasses because it was outside.
Right.
This one, because it was an LGBT film, I went a bit more LGBT, so I had a skinny fit jean, a nice shoe, and then I had an oversized leather cape.
What?
But it looks nice and it seems. Please go to my Instagram at Stephen Comedy to see. Hold on, I'll show you, Zoe.
An oversized leather cape.
It doesn't look as bad as it sounds.
Oh, I see. That's a shirt, not a cape.
You know, but it's got like a nice big collar and a big cuff.
It's got a bat wing.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah, you've got a bat wing.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So I wear different, but I always try and wear something that's like, you want to look nice because you're there with people that are like literally the stars of these films. Every bit of their body is sat where it's meant to. Rock hard, babe. Rock hard. So the other thing is I have to cover me rolls.
In a batwing cape?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you can't see them in that picture, can you?
You can't see them in that.
And that's what you're dressing for as well, Zoe. I'm going to tell you this before it's too late.
Right.
You're dressing for the picture. So it's not what you feel nice in or feel comfortable or this is a nice top. You dress so they can't see any errors.
Any lumps and bumps
in
your bat-winged cape. Oh, I love that you've got a bat-winged cape. Yeah. What would be your outfit of choice if you did get invited to a proper Halloween party? Like, we've got, obviously, you had the mermaid. That was a disaster.
It was a disaster.
Yeah, it was a disaster. I would imagine, also imagine having a wee in a mermaid outfit's not easy.
Oh, I don't think I tinkled all night from memory.
No, you'd have to just piss in your own tail, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
We should have really sewn something in for that, to be fair.
Yeah.
I think there's part of me that's like, I don't know, if I did Halloween... I just burped on mic. If I did Halloween for strictly...
Yeah.
I think I'd probably maybe just go for something simple like a Gomez Adams.
Okay.
I think Shirley did something like it where it's just like... essentially, you're just a man in a suit with paler makeup and black hair.
Yeah. Yeah, I quite like that. She looked quite good, actually, didn't she? She had the thing on her shoulder. Yeah, I quite like that.
What else would I go as?
I quite like a vampire. I think I'd make a reasonable vampire.
A vampire? These are... We're so basic, though, aren't we?
Okay. A gimp vampire.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I love that for you. You can wear leather, though, because all your body's where it's meant to be.
I'd be a gimp vampire.
Yeah.
I think that would get some comments on the BBC website, wouldn't it?
Did you see the thing I sent you yesterday about the comments?
I did see that.
Oh, my God. Let's
People
do
get
that.
Really angry, don't they,
People
about
People get
things.
Really angry. Did I say
this is fascinating
directly?
For yeah. me, Stephen. There's a lot going on in the world right now. There's a lot going on in the world right now. And I have managed not to make comment on big issues, yet somebody plays a song that they don't like on Strictly. My God, the comments just go off.
People, so we spoke about last time we spoke about Strictly, the comments about the same-sex dances, though if anyone knew anything about fucking dance, same-sex couples dance together is traditional.
Yeah.
But with this, it really makes me laugh. Like, you've got the basic ones. All this over the outfits and the song choices.
Yeah.
I've always loved Strictly, but it's lost its excitement. After 20 years, I think it's finished now. And it's like, okay, listen, that's how you feel about your husband, not about this TV show. You're putting it in the wrong...
Yeah, you're angry at the wrong thing.
Yeah.
You're angry at the wrong thing. I just wonder who sits down and actually puts finger to keypad and bashes that out.
And I also wonder what people think's going to happen, because your comment isn't going to happen. If you don't want Strictly to happen anymore, don't watch it, because then it gets poor ratings and then it won't get brought back.
Yeah, that's all you do. You just
that's
turn it
all
off.
All you do.
Have people forgot they've got control over their own lives? And
I think people have forgot.
Controls. Yeah.
Where was I the other day where people... Oh, yeah. Was it a gig and we're talking about, like, just how everyone has forgotten how to behave? No one's got any social cues. Very disappointing show tonight. I love Strictly, but it was the worst Halloween show, and the scores reflected it too. No get up and no go. That makes no sense. Not one bit scary spelled incorrectly. It's like, I feel like if you can't spell scary, you don't get an opinion.
And don't watch BBC at 8 o'clock to be scared. What one bit scary? The only terrifying thing about that is that somebody commented on it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Yeah, so we need to get on the show then and scare it up a bit more. I will go as, gimp vampire in, I'll combine it with arseless chaps.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd never work again.
Yeah, I'd never work again, but my God, would I go out with a bang.
You might get one of those nice, like a James Fonda DVD.
Particularly when they did the lift. Imagine if I got lifted above some poor dancer's head dressed as a gimp vampire in arseless chaps.
Oh,
and I'm heavier than I look.
I don't think that's true.
I think I'm a bulky size. I don't think I'm an easy thing to lift.
I still would love to see you on the dance floor. I'd love to see if you could be dainty. I'd love to see if there's a soft side of Zoe Lyons.
Yeah. Well, they'd certainly see my soft side of me arse as chaps, wouldn't they?
I've got to be honest. I think I would cry every week. If they said something nice to me, I'd cry. If they said something horrible to me, I'd cry.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I'd cry. I don't think I'd care enough to cry.
Do you ever cry?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The thing that I did recently that we can't talk about yet.
Oh, yeah.
I cried a lot.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah. I did. I surprised myself. I cried about, well, a lot. I say a lot. I cried probably 3 or 4 times. Yeah.
That's so interesting. And to me, that wouldn't shock. Because, I mean, we can't talk about it now, but I have cried pretty much on every TV show I've done.
Have you?
Not like House of Games or anything like that, but every kind of, like, let's say, celeb-based series I have cried on.
Did you... Celebrity Coach Trip, did you ever cry?
Yes, I cried.
Why?
Because there was beautiful moments of people's conversations talking about their lives and their hardship. And then on the final, our mums rang.
And you cried?
You know I was a finalist.
Oh, wow. Yeah?
Yeah.
And you cried because you talked to your mum?
Yeah.
That's a bit pathetic.
No, it's not.
It is. It's a bit pathetic.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a bit pathetic.
Maybe you're just cold inside.
I'm not cold inside. I'm the right temperature.
You wait for Unbreakable. I mean, already I've cried 3 out of 4 episodes. Episode 6.
Are you doing it deliberately?
What?
Are you crying deliberately?
No, I wish I could.
Are you crying? And then your head going... They'll use this. This is good telling.
Oh, do you know what?
I bet you do.
In my head, I know they're going to use it.
Oh, you see?
Oh, I'm not crying on command. I'm not crying on command because if I did that, I'd be a fucking Hollywood actor. I did an audition for a part that was written for me and I had to cry and I could not get the tears out.
Right.
And I did not get the job that was written for me.
Wow, that is really appalling.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote you a part.
Yeah.
As you or for you.
Yeah.
And you didn't get the job.
Yes.
Nightmare.
Because I couldn't cry.
Surely you've got a sort of go-to cry thing that you would just think of.
No, I would go, well, yeah, but I do, but then it doesn't make me cry fast enough. So I'm sat there like this. And I do that to try and squeeze it out. Do you ever do that? And it's like, no tears are coming. I'm just making it. But then I watch some TV shows and it's like, well, they're not getting tears. Why do they get the job?
Yeah. I don't know what my go-to cry would be.
Yeah, what would your go-to cry be? You must know.
Come
on, lady.
What would be my go-to cry be? What would really upset me? Oh, like if somebody took the last sausage roll at a buffet.
No, it wouldn't. That wouldn't make you cry.
If I really wanted a sausage roll, it would.
Well, think about it now and get a tear. Come on. Bring me a tear.
I think I'd have to think about trapping a nipple in a car door. That would be... It would have to be something quite extreme.
I honestly could not. I thought of everything and I just couldn't cry.
I'm trying to cry now. Hang on. No, nothing's happening.
You're just laughing.
I'm laughing now.
Honestly, laughing. See, it's not that easy.
No, it's not easy. What would make me cry? Oh. I mean, what would make me cry would be... I once had to sit beside a man on a flight from Australia and he had BO and I cried most of the way back.
No, you didn't.
I did because it was so bad.
You were just infuriated.
Oh, my God, it was so awful.
Oh, my God, that's what I should have done. I should have chopped a fucking onion.
Yeah, just shove an onion up your sleeve.
Oh, I didn't even think about that until you just said about BO.
Yeah. Yeah. Think about BO, that makes you cry. Yeah.
Does it make you cry that you're going to have to go on tour?
Not yet, but I think once I'm on tour, I'll be crying.
How many dates are you doing?
40.
40?
Yeah. I'll have a cry at some point.
When?
When will I have a cry?
No, when will you do your tour? This is called promotions, Zoe.
Oh, I see what you're doing here. Yes. Oh,
but without making it look eggy.
Oh, okay, right. But I've really drawn attention to it now, haven't I?
Oh, my God. You're a terrible presenter.
I'm awful, awful.
Awful.
February.
February?
End of January, beginning of February.
Oh, my God, that's so soon.
Yeah, this will make me cry. This will make me cry thinking about this now.
Have you sold any tickets yet?
I don't know.
Where'd you get tickets from?
Oh, you get tickets... Oh, from my website, www.zoelyons.co.uk.
See, that'll at least sell you six.
Yeah, it will, won't it?
Guys, you better buy six.
Buy six tickets or I'll cry. The last time I went on tour, I cried quite a lot.
Have you wrote the show?
Oh, well, you know. I did a bit of new material last night at a gig.
You can do that bit about stacking boxes of wine. I like that bit.
That's very old, Stephen. No, I've moved on.
Oh.
Yeah. My comedy is much more cerebral these days.
Is it?
No. It's not. I just like to think it is. Last time I went on tour, I remember crying under a duvet in a travel lodge in a town in Cumbria during an ice storm whilst I ate a rotisserie chicken.
I remember this story.
I wore a bobble hat. And, this ties in beautifully. And I hadn't sold that many tickets because it was the final of Strictly Come Dancing. And the woman on the box office, I'd driven for like 18 days to get to this in place, right? And she went, oh, we haven't sold many. And I was like, it's okay. And she said, it's the final of Strictly and they're just staying and watch that. So Strictly has had a negative impact on my career thus far. So I think it owes me.
They should book you.
Yeah, owes me. It owes me. It definitely owes me. God. And when I do get on Strictly and I get through to week six and the Halloween round, I will go as a gimp vampire in Arseless Chaps.
Listen, we have this on record and we can all sue you if you don't do that. Because this is a verbal contract.
Yeah.
Do you think about on tour things like, what's your music going to be when the audience walk in? What are you walking on to?
Yes, I do.
Do you? Yeah. So do I. A lot of people don't care about that.
You have to think about that.
It sets the tone for who you are.
Yeah, because otherwise, if you just say to the sound man, put something uplifting on, I guarantee it'll be something absolutely appalling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, it needs a bit of energy. I don't understand all this quiet background music.
You need a bit of oomph.
Yeah.
Bit of oomph. Or what I like to do is, if I mention a music type or song within the show, then I'll have it at the end of the show.
Oh, that's
like
good.
Like I'll have
a
sort of playback. Yeah, yeah.
What do you have a tour uniform?
No.
Okay, well, you need to buy the same outfit twice.
Right, okay.
And you need to have a nice outfit, Zoe Lyons. Something like what you wore on Lightning.
Do you think?
Yeah, of course you do. You have to respect the audience. You can't just turn up wearing what you'd wear for a common gig.
Do you think I'd get away with my
This is them coming just to see you. Show them who you are.
Shall I show them what I am? Should I crack open the Arseless Chaps for the tour, do you think?
No.
Oh, okay.
We need double figures.
Oh. I reckon I'd get a lot of curious spectators if I said I was going to wear Arseless Chaps.
I imagine you have a heavy LGBT audience.
Moderate.
Moderate LGBT?
Yeah. Because you're forgetting, Stephen. Not only am I a silverback lesbian, but also a regular on Radio 4, so that confuses them.
Oh, yeah, I did forget that.
I do get quite a lot of slip-on shoes as well.
My audience, when I do my own shows, is very gay-heavy, very lady heavy, and then there are the men that have been dragged that enjoy the show. They do enjoy it, but I can tell they don't want to.
Yeah. Yeah, they're annoyed at themselves.
Yeah.
You've made them like it.
Yeah.
And they're questioning everything about their own being now that they've left.
Straight men are so fucking easy.
Yeah.
I mean, you flirt with them a little bit, and then you stop flirting with them, and they flirt with you. They're so fucking stupid. I can't believe they've been in control for so many years of the world's existence.
Is that what you do?
But this is the thing, because people think I only flirt, I flirt with people as a bit of an act.
Mm.
I don't. I am naturally attracted to straight men. I think a lot of gay men are. I think it's a thing. I don't know what it is. If there is what, there are shows when I don't hit on anyone because they're a bunch of munters.
Right.
But there are shows when I genuinely find someone very attractive in the audience that is so beautiful to me
mm.
that I don't want to do my show anymore.
Right.
But they get a different kind of show. Mm. I flirt with them and then I go back to doing the show and I do my material. And then the minute I mention Rich, 9 times out of 10, this straight chump will be like, like they try and give you a bit of banter. And I go, well, you didn't want me 5 minutes ago. I thought you were straight. That's the thing. No one's fully straight.
Is that what you... Okay.
And so they always come at you. And I'll tell you what, I did West Didsbury Comedy Festival on Thursday, just gone, sold out show. Thank you so much. You could learn a lot from me. And there was a guy in the front row. Genuinely, the reason I was talking to him, he wore an Oliver Twist set. Do you know a little Oliver Twist set?
Like a
sort like
of,
a bit of...
Like a pork pie hat? Like, not
I don't
like
know what that
hat.
Is. Like a bit grandad hat. Like
I know
Oliver
what you
Twist
mean.
Hat. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Peaky like a blinders. Soft Peaky Blinder. Yeah.
And so obviously I wanted to talk to him about that. Then I noticed he had nice eyes and a lovely smile. And so I was talking to him. And then anyway, I got back to my show, doing my show. Then I noticed he was really laughing. So I just wanted to inquire, because my natural instinct and my gut was telling me this was a heterosexual human being.
Mm.
But as you know, I've got IBS, so I can't always trust my gut, though.
No,
it's not trusted at the minute. It used to be, but now it's
got a time limit.
Medication, yeah. And so I went back to him to re-engage, check he was a heterosexual. Then anyway, it got to a bit where he was really flirting a bit back. So his one-word answers went to full sentences. That's
okay.
Always a clue that they're
into. That's a giveaway.
Then afterwards, this gentleman... Because he turned out, so he was a teacher, and he taught PE, and he taught food technology.
What a weird combination.
What a straight... Well, I said to him, I said, so what, you help them get fat so you can keep your other job?
That's bizarre, isn't it?
Very bizarre. Like, you feed them, and then you make them get in their calorie deficit. So strange to me. And then, in a way, though, it's smart, because he knows how much they've eaten and what they've eaten and how much they need to work in PE.
This is true.
Yeah. And then I got a little DM on Instagram. Mm. Well, the next day, straight man that looked uncomfortable, that then enjoyed the show, that then wanted to be flirted with all throughout the show, look at me, look at me, look at me, brought me a box of cakes that he'd made overnight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did he deliver a box of cakes?
Yeah. My abode.
To your abode?
Yeah, I didn't give him the flat number, just the building.
And he left them outside?
No, I went out and met him. And...
Wow.
Yeah.
What sort of cake?
Oh my God, they were exceptional. It was like some cookies, some brownies and some cupcakes. He did me a little mixture. And then that afternoon, me, Rich, my mum and dad, we had tea and cake on this man.
Wow. Had he baked all of those different cakes?
Yeah, overnight.
I mean,
and
I'm no expert.
Sensational,
but I think
and
you
I'm
might
yet
have
to
turned
drop
him.
Dead from poisoning.
Yeah.
I was thinking I could call my next show Stephen Bailey Turner.
Yeah.
I just wondered if you had anything like that, you know, in your shows, but clearly you've just got the radio full up that want to hear about the news.
Yeah. I mean, I probably have turned people, but just in the wrong direction.
I often think that. Because my first boyfriend went into the Navy and then came out straight, which is the wrong way around, isn't it?
Yeah, that is not the right way around.
Well, I like to take credit of that.
Can I ask you one more question before we close
about
this podcast?
Yeah.
It's going back to Strictly.
Oh, yeah.
Shirley. Did she wear a wig?
She... What did she wear?
Because she had very short hair last night on the show.
I imagine she doesn't always wear a wig, but I bet she does, like, wigs.
Yeah.
And it was Halloween week, yeah.
Yeah. No, I think when she does, like, normal hair... Or sometimes,
didn't they scrape it back last night and put it in, like, a bun at the back?
No, she's got short hair.
Oh.
I was like, that is a good syrup when she's wearing wig. A syrup. That's a good syrup. I asked because I thought, well, maybe I could get a tall wig.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because my tour's called... Blonde, it's not called Blonde Ambition, it's called Bald Ambition. I thought maybe I could get a blonde top knot, just stick it on top of my bald head. What do you reckon?
What are you going to do? Are you going to wear your hair as it is at the time? Are you going to wear a wig? What are you going to do?
This is what I'm saying. Maybe I should go for a Madonna-style blonde top knot.
I don't like that as an idea.
And then just have the sides bald. And combine it with a gold bra, pointy bra. That's what I'm thinking, Stephen.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah. First of all, I don't think you should wear a pointy bra. I'd like to see you in one of your nice suits a la Lightning.
No, I'll tell you what I'm going as. Tell you what I'm going to go in. I've decided now. This has made me decide. This podcast has made me decide. I'm going in the arseless chaps, a pointy gold bra, and a blonde top knot. And it's going to be absolutely awesome. When I hit... Some of those provincial towns, they will not know what the hell has hit them.
Where's, like, the strangest place you're going think strange that you're going there?
There's places in Devon.
Oh, far.
Yeah, there's places in Devon. And there's places up in Cumbria. Yeah.
Oh, like, wait, is Cumbria like Carlisle?
Yeah, it's quite far north.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So far.
Yeah. It's like the edge of England into Scotland. It's sort of the... Yeah. So that's going to be interesting. So when I take to the stage, buttocks out.
You'll have to be careful what you have for dinner then.
I really will, won't I? Yeah, absolutely.
With any loose fat, see something shoot out.
Yeah, I'll have to take a jet wash.
My days.
Well, you said you might do some of my support, so maybe you'll be jet washing me before
I
go on.
Well, I definitely will do some of your support. I'll be the one holding the cling film behind you. Oh, God.
So if you like your Halloween and you like your horror, come and check out my tour with potential Stephen Bailey as well.
Who is your husband of the week?
Right, my husband of the week, I've decided... because having seen Gorka in Strictly with his little Wolverine look, my husband of the week is any werewolf.
Any werewolf?
Yeah, quite like a werewolf.
Even like Michael J. Fox?
Oh, not that one. No, that was too much. I tell you what, Hugh Jackman as Wolverine.
Oh, my God. Fucking great choice.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman as anything.
My husband of the week is Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. I really like... I do quite like a hairy man.
Like sideburns?
Those sideburns. Yeah, like, do you call them bugger chops? No, that's not right, is it?
I've literally never heard of that. I feel like that's really wrong. I feel like that's cancelable wrong.
They're not called bugger chops, are they? What are they called?
I don't think they're called that. I know what you mean, though. I would have just called them, like, Last of the Summer Wine sideburns.
Oh, no, well, yeah. I don't know why I've called... That's what they are in my head. So.
Okay. My husband of the week.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't decide between Jordan North, my new follow on Instagram, True Love, Best Friend to Be, or... Luke McFarlane, star of Bros, star of the latest film premiere that I went to.
Oh, go for the film premiere one.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to go for him.
Yeah, definitely.
He was absolutely stunning. And just before we go, as always, guys, thank you so much for listening. Do share, rate, review us. Follow us on Instagram at Stephen Comedy, at Zoe Lyons Comedy. But more importantly, as I will be opening for Zoe on some of her tour dates, I want full rooms, okay?
Yeah.
So do go to Zoe Lyons' website and get tickets. She's got a whole tour starting on Thursday, the 2nd of February. Zoe Lyons stars in Zoe Lyons' Bald Ambition.
It's Bald Ambition.
It's very difficult.
Unless I do get a blonde wig.
Yeah.
And poor producer is just, he's correcting me. They're called mutton chops.
Mutton chops. Oh my gosh. So Zoe's tour starts in Edinburgh at The Stand on Thursday, the 2nd of February.
Yeah.
It runs all the way through to the
last date we've just added, but it's not on sale yet, is May the 14th at the Theatre Royal in Brighton.
Oh, yeah, that's not on sale yet.
Yeah.
But you could get tickets for the Quad Theatre in Plymouth on Sunday the 30th of April.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Why not go to the Hoff in Crawley on the 19th of April?
That's quite a handy one for me as well, actually, to be honest with you.
The Thursday the 6th of April, 1532 Performing Arts Centre, Bristol.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
She's even coming up north to near my abode on Tuesday the 4th of April to the Waterside in Sale. This is how you do it, Zoe.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
You make everything look so difficult.
Thank you for helping.
You're very welcome. My favourite town is Leicester. I always love performing in Leicester. Hey, Zoe, you're there on Sunday the 26th of March at the Y Theatre.
That's
a big room. Yes, you are. That is a big room.
It's quite a high stage, that. I always feel a bit dizzy. Yeah. Where are you performing next, Stephen?
On tour with you.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get you to dress up in a blonde wig then. That's what I'm going to get you to do.
Listen, yeah. You're my employer. I can wear a uniform.
You can, yeah. You'll wear what I tell you.
I will. And I'll enjoy it. And I hope it's wiped down.
Oh, it'll be fancy dress, that's for sure.
Oh, God, that makes me not feel good.
Right, I'm going to have a lie down.
Well, you know, you need to go and promote your tour now.
Oh, okay. I'll do it from a lying down position.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Well, guys, thank you as ever for your support. Listening to our rambles, if you can start a campaign for Zoe or me to be on Strictly 2023, we'd appreciate that.
Yeah.
If you could start a campaign
for us both to be on it at the same time. The rivalry.
That would be good. If you could start a campaign for Jordan North to love me, or Luke McFarlane, or to get Zoe some sort of film premiere at some point in her life.
Yeah, I'll wear my chaps and bugger chops.
That's
I won't let
all
you
we
down.
Want, guys.
Yeah.
Campaign for us.
Yeah.
Why have I not been on MasterChef yet? I went to cooking school yesterday and made a coq au vin.
Did you?
Means, yeah, penis in wine.
Did it disappoint or was it
No, it was juicy and succulent and just enough.
I knew you were going to say that. Oh, God. Well, maybe this is why I'm not going on MasterChef.
All right. Till next time, dear listener. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Ooh.
A podcast from producerpaul.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Made by darkhorsedigital.co.uk, shooting, live streaming, and podcast production.